Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market, introducing a selection of small batch craft spirits from local distilleries such as Ula on Capitol Hill, Woodinville Whiskey Company, and Fremont Mischief that comes straight from still to store. Metropolitan Market, celebrating local.
Well, Nancy, the other day it was kind of sunny, and then we got back to normal again. But sooner or later, it will get hot. And on those hot, sunny days, I say the thing to do is use your noodle, your cold noodle.
Yes, and what kind of cold noodles did you have in mind, Stein?
The favorite cold noodle dish of the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote and myself, cold noodles with peanut sauce and chicken and various garnishes. It's a real champ. It's easy to make and so delicious on those hot summer days, assuming we ever have any.
Yeah, and it's good picnic fare, I take it. Unlike the cold noodle dish that I have been making for years, or that I had been making for years and hadn't tasted for some time, that was the Silver Palette Cookbook Spicy Sesame Noodles. This is a dish that, you know, was very big in the 80s. I've made it scores of times in my lifetime. It has a sesame mayo that you make fresh using sesame oil and eggs, you know, the usual stuff, some corn oil, and you mix it with, of course, Barilla pasta is what I use, you know, linguine. Although, you know, it would work very well with Asian noodles from the market, egg noodles like that, and I considered doing that. But just this week, I tried it again for fun, and you know what? I didn't like it as much as I used to.
Oh, you didn't? Well, why didn't you like it?
You know, I think it was the heavy mayo thing, and frankly, I only used about half of the mayonnaise it calls for after you make the mayonnaise, which is a separate recipe. So you got all this trouble to make the mayo, and then you toss it with the noodles, and it just, I think that was really old hunger for me, the kind that doesn't live up to your memory.
Well, what have you got instead, then?
Well, instead, I think I'd rather do something like a zaru soba. Have you ever had that? The Japanese buckwheat noodles?
Never even heard of it. Oh, the soba. Yeah, the buckwheat noodles. I love it.
Yeah, it's just, but when you go to a Japanese restaurant, it's frequently on the menu, not terribly expensive. And again, it's very easy to make at home. I asked my favorite sushi chef who serves this at his restaurant how he makes the sauce for his. And he says it's just a mix of mirin, dashi, and soy sauce, you know, pretty much. And the other thing is you don't need to make any kind of fancy recipe, I think, to enjoy cold noodles. I've just taken any kind of noodles you like and tossed them with a little bit of peanut oil, maybe a little sesame oil or chili oil if you like that. And it's plain and simple and delicious.
Well, that's the thing with this chicken thing that I make. You wouldn't even really need to use chicken, but I'm going to post the whole recipe on the Food for Thought page at kplu.org. And in fact, I'm not even transcribing it. I'm just taking a picture of the soy sauce stained page that I get this recipe out of, which is a very old paperback I've had for many, many years, Regional Cooking of China by Margaret Jin. Listeners and eaters can just take it right off the photograph. It's legible enough, and it's easy and fun to make.
And might I suggest that if you really are dying for a great dish of cold noodles and it gets warm out, go visit your nearest Korean restaurant and say you'd like some cold buckwheat noodles. They have a world of variations on that theme that I adore.
And I'm going to post that picture you sent of the, what was that picture of?
That was my Silver Palette Spicy Sesame Noodles.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you can see a picture of everything, including a bunch that I took of the cold noodles with chicken and peanut sauce and all the different garnishes and stuff. And I'll go into detail on this on my web post as well. Ooh, and I'll also post pictures of my garlic scapes. I just clipped them off the little garlic plants the other day. They're fabulously delicious. And I just found out that if you can even find these in the specialty markets, these garlic scapes go for over $4,700 a pound. Maybe not that much, but I like to think I'm getting away with something. Anyway, you can see all that stuff at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick, the cold noodle lover, Stein.